This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Short left. That's what the passenger of a minibus in Johannesburg will say if they want the driver to stop at the next intersection. Might be a side street, might not even have any street on it, might just be there on the main road. And the driver stops. So most of these short left stops are illegal. And worse, the driver coming behind them is not always able to stop on time. Most times they get away with it and you just talk behind them. And there may be a vehicle coming from the side street, if there's a side street, who's also not expecting a vehicle to stop at that point. And there might be an accident. I feel in the recent past this year that some of my close friends have been, life has dealt them a short left. And what do we do when life deals us a short left? It's a temporary paralysis. That's what I think happens. We're paralyzed in our thoughts, in our movement. We're paralyzed in how to do what we need to do, when to even do, if we finally figure out what to do, when to do it. And I just want to say, and it's easy, I will say, it's easy for me to sit down here and say, you just got to get up. But I'm not going to say, just get up and move on. Because it's not always easy to get up and move on. Some things you are able to figure out where to go from there. Yesterday, I lost a very valuable member of my church. And I'm finding it difficult to think of him in the past tense because I saw him 4 or 3 weeks ago. He jokes about, he's jovial, or he was jovial, thoughtful. I've got to try to do this without crying. I only do ugly cry. It's just no more. And I can't understand the why. Why? What happened? How is he not here anymore? You know, I keep thinking, you know, maybe it's a dream. I'm looking at the door thinking, it's probably going to just walk in and say, what's wrong with all of you? Why are you looking so down? But the reality is, he's never going to do that again. He's never going to walk through any door. And that kind of short left, you can't plan for it. There are other kinds of short left that also you can't. That is why it's really a short left. It's supposed to be a temporary stop and the vehicle moves on. But the vehicle behind that has been hit or that has had to stop suddenly, how do they move on from there? Is it possible to move on from there? It's a time, and I don't say this lightly, I'm not being flippant, that we have to then reprioritize our values. And I'm not saying it has to happen. We don't have to have a short left for us to reprioritize our values, or to look at the things that we haven't have on the list of values and to redo them. If we go into my lounge right now, it looks like I'm just moving in or maybe I'm moving out. But it's neither. I just took out all the things in my storage and I'm going through declutter, which I've been saying for a long time I'm going to do. And all of a sudden, I feel why do I need this? Why is this necessary? Do I really need this? And all of that. And I think in the things that are larger than that, in the things that are our lives, if we're still here, if you can still hear me, so you still have life. So it's the time to look at the things that you're holding there, because a short left can happen anytime. We pray it doesn't happen. You can't plan for it, but when it happens, what do we do? This week I had a crisis, and I was talking to someone about it 2 days later, not when it was happening, and I said, I sent a message, and I said, I'm clueless, and that's what it is when a short left happens to us in life. I'm clueless about what to do, but I'm not helpless, and I'm not hopeless. I've got God, and He'll show me what to do and how to do it. And that's what I'm saying. If you're going through a short left, you've gone through a short left, and you're still at the clueless stage, you're still at the paralysis stage, you're not helpless. You're not hopeless. God will show you what to do, show you how to do it. Just speak to Him. I'm going to stop. See you next time.